You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, the world's first legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Study Legal English podcast. I am your host, Louise, and over the next few shows, I'll be talking to you about networking in English. I'll be covering everything from how to prepare for an event, topics of small talk and business talk, and following up with phone calls, emails, and meetings. In today's episode, we'll be looking specifically at topics of small talk. So, let's get started. Okay, so you probably don't really care about whether it's going to rain tomorrow, whether the person you're talking to likes the cheese sandwiches at the conference, or whether they have a holiday planned this year. However, small talk is where all relationships begin. Relationships are built by getting to know, like, and trust someone. And small talk can really go quite a long way to achieve some of these aims. For example, you can find some common ground with the person you're talking to, and people tend to like people who take an interest in them and really genuinely listen to what they have to say. On top of this, a bit of banter can be a welcome light relief from the seriousness of day-to-day business, and at the end of the day, you really have no idea where a conversation can lead. Small talk is a way to get to the interesting stuff. Remember, you can't run before you can walk. So, in today's episode, we'll be hearing again from John, the lawyer at MMBR Law Firm, and Rachel, a guest he meets at the Real Estate Law Conference. In the dialogues, you'll hear the kind of vocabulary typical in small talk at a networking event. As you listen, try to answer the following questions. Number 1. Has Rachel been to France before? Number 2. Does John think he can retire in France? And number 3. According to Rachel, what are expats doing as a result of Brexit? So, let's listen to John and Rachel. First, they're talking about travel.
So, have you been to Rio before?
Actually, no, but I've been to Sao Paulo. What about you?
No, actually, this is my first time in South America, but it seems like a great place. I'd love to come here for a holiday. But yes, it's a really great place to host a conference.
Yes, Rio's a bit more relaxed than Sao Paulo. So do you have any holidays planned this year?
Oh, nothing concrete yet, but probably somewhere in France. We go there every year. We love France.
Yes, France. Actually, I've got friends who live not far from La Rochelle. I did visit La Rochelle quite a few years ago. There's an island, if I remember correctly, close by. Is that right?
Great. So, did you notice how they kept the conversation going? A good way to keep the conversation going is to try to respond to something the person has just said to show that you really are listening and that you have understood. Try to relate it to your own experience and also to respond with a question. For example, when Rachel was talking to John about France, he didn't simply say yes. He elaborated his answer, yes, I've been to France, and he gave details. He then responded with a question for Rachel. the best questions to respond with are open questions, ones which invite more of an answer than simply yes or no. These questions begin with what, where, why, when, and how. So, now let's listen to them talking about home life. Pay attention to the types of questions John and Rachel ask. Are they open or closed? With closed questions, listen to how the responder doesn't simply reply with yes or no, but goes on to elaborate their answer.
So, you mentioned that you're based in London. Is that where you grew up?
Yes, that's right. Yes, I'm a true Londoner, as they say. I grew up in North London, but now I live and I'm settled in South London. Much more residential, better for the family.
Yes, a bit less hectic. I know Forest Hill area quite well. Actually, my brother lives in Honor Oak Park. Is that near to you?
Yes, actually, I'm in Brockley, just down the road. You mentioned you're just outside of London. Whereabouts?
Yes, once we had kids, we decided to move to a small town, Amersham. It means we can have a garden, and well, the commute into London's not too bad.
The third topic is interests.
I heard people love volleyball here. Do you play any sport or do you have any hobbies?
Well, regarding sport, not really. I do try to get to the gym, but, well, life gets in the way, really, and what with work and the family, there's not much time for hobbies anymore. What about you?
Actually, I really enjoy cycling and windsurfing. But yes, you're right, there's not much time for it these days.
Gosh, windsurfing? It's supposed to be quite difficult, isn't it? I've only tried surfing once and, well, it was a disaster.
Oh, what happened?
Now they'll talk about the news.
So, did you read the news this morning about the drop in value of the pound?
Yes, I did. Something like the lowest level since October. I'm glad I exchanged my money before I came out here. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I think it's at an all-time low. Not a great time for Brits investing in property abroad.
Yeah, you're right. In fact, I read an article recently that Brexit is really having an impact on UK investors in Greece and Spain. People just don't want to invest anymore. And as well as that, a lot of expats are selling up and moving back to the UK.
Well, I guess with the drop of the pound, it makes property prices abroad much less attractive. Maybe retiring in France is off the cards for me.
And finally, Rachel and John speak about what's happening exactly now.
So, which speakers are you most interested in hearing?
Well, there's a talk on Friday about the current trends and opportunities in real estate development. It sounds really interesting.
Yes, I remember reading about it in the programme. It's looking at the success of Silicon Valley, is that right?
Yes, that's right. There are a few speakers, and actually Susan, my colleague, knows one of them. So she's keen to see it too.
Great, so now that we've listened to the dialogue, let's discuss some of the vocabulary. First, you'll hear the vocabulary. There will then be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the vocabulary. This is followed by the definition. Then, we'll hear an example sentence from the dialogue, followed by another example of using the vocabulary. Then there'll be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the phrase. Number one, nothing concrete. Nothing concrete or nothing is concrete means that nothing is firmly planned yet. Nothing is definite. Or another way of saying it is nothing is set in stone. Rachel says,
"Oh, nothing concrete yet."
Repeat after the beep. There are still some sticking points in the contract, so nothing's concrete yet. Number 2. To settle or to be settled somewhere. To settle or to be settled somewhere means to be living in a stable situation with a view to stay in that one place long term. It is often used as a phrasal verb, to settle down, which has a slightly different meaning. Normally, that you lead a steady life. You get married, buy a house, and have children. Rachel says,
"I grew up in North London, but now I live and I'm settled in South London."
Repeat after the beep. I studied in the city, but eventually I settled in the countryside. Number 3. The commute or to commute. The commute or to commute means the journey or the way of travelling between work and home. It is normally used when you have to travel quite a distance. John says,
"Well, the commute into London's not too bad."
Repeat after the beep. In my city, everyone commutes by car, and so the traffic jams are terrible in the morning. Number 4. Expats. An expat is an abbreviation of expatriate, which means a person who lives outside of their native country. They may be working or retired. It is important to note that the word expat has a different sense and usage to migrant or immigrant, relating to its connotations with class and education. An expat often describes educated, rich professionals working abroad from privileged backgrounds or developed countries, while those in less privileged positions are referred to as migrants or immigrants. Rachel says,
"And as well as that, a lot of expats are selling up and moving back to the UK."
Repeat after the beep. The area is being gentrified due to the influx of expats. So now let's practice what we've learned so far about small talk. In the following short sequence, I will begin. There will then be a beep and a short pause for you to respond with an appropriate response. Try to give more than simple yes-no answers. Elaborate your answer. You should respond to my question and ask me a question in return. So, have you been to Rio before? So, you mentioned that you're based in London. Is that where you grew up? I heard people love volleyball here. Do you play any sport or do you have any hobbies? So did you read the news this morning about the drop in value of the pound? So which speakers are you most interested in hearing? Well done. Now let's take a look at the questions. Number one, has Rachel been to France before? Rachel said,
but probably somewhere in France. We go there every year. We love France.
So yes, Rachel has been to France before. A good way to continue the conversation here would be to ask open questions about it. What was it like? How did you find it? When did you go? Why did you like it? Number two, does John think he can retire in France? John said,
maybe retiring in France is off the cards for me.
So John doesn't think he'll retire in France. Off the cards means to not be likely to happen. And number three, according to Rachel, what are expats doing as a result of Brexit? Rachel said,
and as well as that, a lot of expats are selling up and moving back to the UK.
So, expats are selling up, meaning selling their properties and leaving the countries to return to their native country. Rachel means that British people are moving back to Britain. So now let's listen to all the dialogue again at a more natural speed.
So, have you been to Rio before?
Actually, no, but I've been to Sao Paulo. What about you?
No, actually, this is my first time in South America, but it seems like a great place. I'd love to come here for a holiday. But yes, it's a really great place to host a conference.
Yes, Rio's a bit more relaxed than Sao Paulo. So do you have any holidays planned this year?
Oh, nothing concrete yet, but probably somewhere in France. We go there every year. We love France.
Yes, France. Actually, I've got friends who live not far from La Rochelle. I did visit La Rochelle quite a few years ago. There's an island, if I remember correctly, close by. Is that right? So, you mentioned that you're based in London. Is that where you grew up?
Yes, that's right. Yes, I'm a true Londoner, as they say. I grew up in North London, but now I live and I'm settled in South London. Much more residential, better for the family.
Yes, a bit less hectic. I know Forest Hill area quite well. Actually, my brother lives in Honor Oak Park. Is that near to you?
Yes, actually, I'm in Brockley, just down the road. You mentioned you're just outside of London. Whereabouts?
Yes, once we had kids, we decided to move to a small town, Amersham. It means we can have a garden, and, well, the commute into London's not too bad. I heard people love volleyball here. Do you play any sport or have you any hobbies?
Well, regarding sport, not really. I do try to get to the gym, but, well, life gets in the way, really, and what with work and the family, there's not much time for hobbies anymore. What about you?
Actually, I really enjoy cycling and windsurfing. But yes, you're right, there's not much time for it these days.
Gosh, windsurfing? It's supposed to be quite difficult, isn't it? I've only tried surfing once and, well, it was a disaster.
Oh, what happened? So, did you read the news this morning about the dropping value of the pound?
Yes, I did. Something like the lowest level since October. I'm glad I exchanged my money before I came out here. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I think it's at an all-time low. Not a great time for Brits investing in property abroad.
Yeah, you're right. In fact, I read an article recently that Brexit is really having an impact on UK investors in Greece and Spain. People just don't want to invest anymore. And as well as that, a lot of expats are selling up and moving back to the UK.
Well, I guess with the drop of the pound, it makes property prices abroad much less attractive. Maybe retiring in France is off the cards for me.
So, which speakers are you most interested in hearing?
Well, there's a talk on Friday about the current trends and opportunities in real estate development. It sounds really interesting.
Yes, I remember reading about it in the programme. It's looking at the success of Silicon Valley, is that right?
Yes, that's right. There are a few speakers, and actually Susan, my colleague, knows one of them. So she's keen to see it too.
Now, here are some final tips about small talk. Firstly, if you are stuck for topics of conversation, just think of the acronym THINK. That is T for travel, including holidays and how you got to the event, H for home life, including where you are from and your family, I for interests, such as sports and hobbies, N is for news. Just be aware of cultural differences, as some people may not feel comfortable talking politics or about certain current affairs. Another N is for now, as in, what can you talk about that is happening right now? The weather, the event, some speakers you want to hear, or people you want to meet at the conference. And finally, C for career, the all-important what do you do question. I'll be covering this in the next podcast episode. The next tip is to make sure you keep the conversation going with open questions. What, where, who, how, when, and why. Even if you don't really care, remember the point of small talk is to get to know someone, to establish a basis to develop the relationship further. So, that's the end of today's episode. We've covered topics of small talk to use at a networking event or conference. In the next podcast episode, we'll be looking at small talk again, but this time in the all-important area of career, looking at how to answer that very important question of what do you do? For more practice, Podcast Pro members can access online learning materials, including transcripts of the shows and quizzes to test your knowledge. If you're not a member yet, you can sign up for a free trial at www.studylegalenglish.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. And if you have any feedback or topic requests, I would love to hear from you. You can get in touch by email, info@studylegalenglish.com, or on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening and see you next time.